This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
The bipartisan infrastructure law is also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding.
Redistricting turned a lot of red legislative districts in Wisconsin purple. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says that's energizing Democrats in Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, and the Milwaukee suburbs.
Places that were gerrymandered districts for over a decade, and the local communities are thrilled to have an opportunity to finally elect a representative who shares their values.
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruill was killed in June. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will weigh in on a case of a high school wrestling championship. The High Court will decide if Hayden Halter's family can sue the referee whose unsportsmanlike conduct call might have suspended him for the state tournament. The Waterford High School star was reinstated and won the title. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A bizarre break-in. People on the north side woke up this morning to find a man standing over them in bed, and he was covered in blood. He allegedly told them he'd just been shot. The residents ran out of the house and called 911. Madison police say when officers got there, they searched the home and found a man hiding in the basement. They started treating him and found he had not been shot. Turns out his only injuries were likely from the glass he broke trying to get into their home. They learned he'd been living at a transitional housing facility, and his peers said he was really paranoid earlier in the day. Plus, police found drug paraphernalia, so they think he was under the influence. He was arrested, and the family wasn't hurt. And a home is a total loss after a fire this morning. It happened in the town of Bristol on Branch Road. Staff from Dane County Communications tell me someone called 911 just before 2 a.m. According to WKOW, no one was hurt and there was no one home at the time. But now it's a total loss. It's the final day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, and Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is among the Wisconsin delegates. She tells WMTV she's been using her time there to connect with other leaders who can help the city. She says federal funding is critical to Madison. Just in the time she's been mayor, the federal government has sent more than $500 million for us to have the bus rapid transit system, more solar panels, and increased affordable housing. And the Tenant Resource Center has a new tool looking at evictions across Dane County. Their new eviction map shows where tenants are evicted most and which groups of people face eviction the most. It shows data going back to 2021. The organization says a tool like this is crucial to understanding housing issues in Dane County. It even has a function to look at how eviction intersects with poverty and ethnicity. They hope neighbors, leaders, and legislators use it to get a detailed look at eviction in the Madison area. Parents with school-age children or kids in daycare, listen up. The Department of Health Services is reminding parents of new vaccine requirements this school year. New this year, students going into seventh grade need a meningitis vaccine, and incoming high school seniors need a meningococcal booster. You used to be able to report that your child had chickenpox and that would excuse them from the vaccine, but now you need to get chickenpox diagnosed by a doctor to qualify for the exemption. And next week, the Madison School District will officially open renovations at the city's four comprehensive high schools. They've gone through all kinds of renovations thanks to the 2020 school district referendum. Now the high schools have updated air conditioning, heating, and plumbing. They have new spaces for the arts, renovated career training areas, and even updated stadiums and athletics facilities. They'll show off the renovations next Friday at East La Follette Memorial and West. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left. Has he done it? Goodbye! Their backs against the wall. Their season virtually on the line. And Nolan still with some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body. So, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
As Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a Season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.